Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Yud, Baba Metzia 10a, pagination is 19, Masnisin, the Mishnah, about a third of the way up. Roa Sametzia, a person sees an object that he could acquire, it's an ownerless object, and he saw it first, he's jumping, he wants to get it. V'nafal Oleha, he falls on it, he throws himself upon it, so that no one else can get it. But someone else reached in and grabbed it. The Mishnah tells us that the person who grabbed it is the one who gets it, and the person who fell on it did not acquire it by falling upon it. And at first glance, this is very straightforward, because as much as he wanted it, and he clearly demonstrated that he wanted it, but he never did an act of acquisition, so that legally it never became his, and the person who yanks it gets it. There is a different topic which it's worthy of mentioning. We discussed this, the concept of Ani Hamahapech Bacharora, a person who's busy trying to get something. Are you allowed to interfere and grab it from them? And that's a topic of its own, which should be reserved as a separate discussion. One of the considerations in Ani Hamahapech Bacharora is indeed if something could easily be obtainable in a different way, then you shouldn't take his. That's one of the arguments that applies in certain circumstances, which would mean that if I could just as easily buy the item somewhere else, there may be grounds for me not interfering over here. On the other hand, if I can't acquire it anywhere else, that's one of the arguments that perhaps you're allowed to put your best foot forward. In any case, whether this is a violation or it's not a violation, but in legal terms, no kinyan was made by falling upon it. The Gemara says, Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Abba Kohen Bar Dela, Arba Amo Shal Odom Kones Lo B'chol Makom. There's a concept that the four Amos of a person are going to acquire whatever is in his region. It was a legislation made so that people shouldn't end up in arguments. And once it's within his four amos, for argument's sake, let's say 7 feet in each direction, it becomes his. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Samech Ches Sif Beis, Dalet Amos Shal Adam Shehu Omed Bitzi Don, Hare Elu Konim Lo, the four amos that a person is by acquire for him, and that's a rabbinic legislation so that there shouldn't be arguments. The question is therefore going to be an obvious one. Once we have this rabbinic method of acquisition, we wonder why in the Mishnah, when the person fell upon it, and he's lying there, on top of it, can someone else pull it away, and that second person is the one who owns it? Why didn't that person who fell upon it acquire it, not from lifting it, not from pulling it, not from buying it, but from simply being within the same four amos as the item was? Let's turn over the page to see the question articulated on the fifth line. Amar Rava, Rava said, Mosiv Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Nezikin. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi asked, this principle of four amos should acquire simply because he's next to it. From this case, the Mishnah that he fell on the Metzia and he did not acquire it. Roes ha-metziah v'nafalo aleha, he fell on the item. And someone else pulled it out. The person who pulled it out is the one who acquires it. And if you're telling me that four amos is an acquisition, why don't his four amos acquire it for him? What are we talking about? Dilama Omar Ikni. He never said, I want to acquire with that method. Asks the Gemara. That doesn't really put us off. V'itakun Rabbanan kilo Omar Mayave. The fact that the rabbis legislated should be an act of acquisition, even if he didn't say that he wants it to work. And the Gemara explains, Kevan de Nafal Alei, since he fell on it, Goli Daite Divinafila Nichale de Nikni, it becomes clear that he wants to acquire it by falling on it, his own method, and he doesn't want to acquire it with this other method. Now, this is a very far-reaching principle. Had the person stood there like an executive, I want it to be mine because it's within my proximity, the kinyan would have worked. But because he's jumping on it, he's deciding that he wants this kinyan to work and not the other kinyan, and therefore that other kinyan doesn't work. If we stop right here in this first answer of the Gemara, I say it has far-reaching consequences. Take, for example, a person who's getting married in a non-halachic marriage. The person officiating doesn't do it correctly. And they do kiddushin, they do a ceremony, but it's not the halachic ceremony. They don't do what they're supposed to do, or there aren't proper witnesses. And then they go, husband and wife, and they live together. And everybody knows they're living together for many years. Are they married to the point that if they would break up and she does not receive a get as she is supposed to, and she lives with another man and produces a child, are they that married in that first union that her relationship with the second man is considered adultery and the child a mamzer from that second relationship? Or, an interesting curveball over here, the husband and wife have every intent to get married through the ceremony. That's what they rented the wedding hall for. That's what they hired someone to officiate for. That's what they did the whole ceremony for. There is a different kinyan for kiddushin called bia, relations, but that's not on their radar screen that they should acquire and become husband and wife through relations. They are under the impression they're becoming husband and wife because of the ceremony. What happens with a secondary kinyan if the person makes it clear that they want what's in their mind, the primary kinyan, to work? The comparison is the person's falling on the object. He's under the impression that falling on the object is about as mine as you can get. And really, it's not his at all, because he didn't make an act of acquisition. Does the secondary kinyan, which is that it's simply in his four amos, or in this other case, that there was bia afterwards, does the secondary kinyan kick in when the first one isn't working? And according to this first answer, we would indeed be very skeptical about secondary kinyan working, because he made it clear how he wants the kinyan to work. The Gemara continues, though, with the second answer, and says, Rav Sheshes Amar ki takine rabbanan besimta delodach ki rabim. This rabbinic legislation of four amos acquires is only on the side of the road, where there's not a lot of traffic and not everybody is standing over everybody else the way they are in the public area. B'shus harabim de kadach ki rabim lo takinu rabbanon. But in the place of very public, where everybody's pushing, that's not a rabbinic legislation that it becomes yours simply from four amos. Perhaps if the purpose of the legislation was to limit arguments, then in an area where many people are within four amos, there's no point of making such a legislation. It'll just cause problems. You have multiple people claiming they were in four amos. It's only where it's a little bit less populated that we can have this legislation. In any case, this second approach would indicate that secondary kinyanim work. The only reason that it didn't work over here is because you were in a place where you are not eligible for the Dalet Amos Kinyan. In other words, falling on it doesn't push away the Dalet Amos Kinyan. You're still eligible for that. But if you're in a Rishus HaRabim, then they never legislated such a Kinyan, and that's why that Kinyan did not apply. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Samach Ches, Se'if Aleph, we find that the presentation favors the second answer. Komatzia she'amarnu, whenever we have a find, he only acquires it tagia liyada, when he gets it in his hand, avalim ra'a, if he just saw it, afilu nafal ala, or he fell on it, our case, and someone else grabbed it. The person who grabbed it gets it because there was no kinyan. But the only reason that we're negating the secondary kinyan, which our Gemara raised as a question, is because this happened in the Rishus HaRabim, in the public area. But in a place where four amos are kone, the secondary kinyan would kick in, says the Rama, velo gora misham denafal aleha. It's not worse because you fell on it, and the presentation as it stands would be like the second answer, that in a place where Dalet Amos does work, the secondary kinyan would work, even though he fell on it.